بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Go back to your religion. We as Muslims have a strong claim of following the most complete, the most perfect religion, Islam. But as Muslims, we struggle on a daily basis to practically adhere to the teachings of Islam. We try to resort to different ways of adopting other ideologies and other methodologies, but yet we have overlooked the abundant treasures that exist in our own religion. If we were to return back to Islam and understand those valuable teachings given to us by the Holy Quran, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, by our ma'sumeen, our imams, peace be upon them all, then we will certainly be able to learn a lot from them. If we want to take it one step further, we will be able to apply those instructions and teachings. And this will secure a productive family. The importance of family comes from educating ourselves. When we do educate ourselves, and when we feel that vital need of educating ourselves and improving our culture, our attitudes, our outlook to life, the worldview that we have, then we will be able to apply that to the family that we live in. The culture of family and the culture of values and moral standards in that family is there right in front of us when it comes to Islam. All we need to do is look into it, understand it, and believe in it. Have confidence in what the Holy Quran says. Have trust in what our Ma'sumeen alayhim wassalam say. Yes, it was said 1,400 and something years ago, but it is applicable to us today more than it was in any other day. We are facing challenges, and we know of these challenges and how difficult they are. Bringing up a good Muslim in today's society is way more difficult than how it was 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, or 60 years ago. But yet, this is all a part of the jihad that we need to do. And when we do fortify ourselves, and when we secure our interests as a Muslim family, then there is no jihad better than that. And this is why when, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says that the jihad of a woman is her house. Why did he say this? Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi say jihadul mar'a baytuha? Because this really is the most difficult of challenges to upbring productive, good children. As Muslims, as people who will be the best of examples when they grow up and mature into adults. It's not something easy. It is not easy at all. And this is why when we talk about that discipline, when we talk about upbringing, when we talk about the emphasis of having a healthy family, we need to make sure that when we look at Islam and we accept Islam as that complete religion, as that perfect religion, we do so with absolute trust, with absolute reliance, and with total confidence. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.